In today's Mishnah, we learn the third and fourth Mishnah from the second parak Masechta Menachah. The Mishnah begins: HaTorah mefagelet et alechem, v'alechem eino mefagel et haTorah. So the Korban Torah we discussed, we mentioned it in the previous Masechta. It's not kosher kochim, it's kosher kalim. However, unlike the shlamim offering, one has a day and a night to consume it. Also unique to this Korban is it has mincha offerings that are brought with it. Not just some, a lot of mincha offerings. Four different types of mincha offerings, and 10 loaves or matzot from each type. Only one of the types is actually really lechem, in other words, chametz. However, the entirety is referred to as the lachmei todah. So Mishnah says as follows: HaTodah mefagelet et alecha, meaning the todah, if the korban todah becomes pigel, it can cause the lechem, these mincha offerings are brought along with it, to become pigel as well, but not the other way around, meaning halechem eino mefagelet haTodah. Keitzan, hashochet et haTorah, if someone slaughtered the korban Torah, lechol mimena lemacharav, to eat from the korban itself the next day, then hiva lechem ufugalem, both it and all the loaves that are brought along with it are considered, they're rendered pigel. Importantly, that means if someone eats either from the korban or from the loaves, they are punished with karet. However, lechol min halechem lemachar, if they shechted the korban with intention to eat from the loaves the next day, we say halechem mefugal, indeed the loaves will become pigul. However, the hatodah, the korban itself, does not become pigul. Now, why is that? That is because in this context, the korban, the animal itself, is considered the ikar, the main part of the korban. And these lachmi torah are considered tafel, considered secondary. And what the Mishnah is teaching us is that pigul regarding the ikar affects the tafel. So pigul regarding the animal, in other words, intention to eat this animal outside a lot of time, would also affect the tafel, the secondary part, the lachmi torah, to become pigul, but not the other way around. If you have intention regarding that which is tafel, meaning the lechem, it does not affect the korban itself. Let's continue. We bring a similar example by the kivsei atzeret, the two lambs that are brought on Shavuot. Again, that also had these two lachmi, two big loaves that are brought along with it. So Mishnah says, HaKvasim mefaglim et alechem, v'alechem inu mefagel et hakvasim. So in this context, the kvasim, they're considered the ikar, and the lechem is considered the tafel. So therefore, ketzad haso, HaShochet et hakvasim lechol mehen lemachar. If someone slaughtered the kvasim in order to eat from them themselves the next day, we say, Hem v'alechem mefugalim, but both the animal, the korban itself, and the shtei alechem would be considered pigul. In other words, someone eats from either of them, it's punishable with karet. Lechol min alechem, if the intention at the time of shchita was to eat from the lechem the next day, we say halechem ufugal, only the lechem is rendered pigul, because that's the tafel, and it cannot affect the kvasim, as Mishnah says, v'kvasim einu mufugalim. Let's learn the next Mishnah. Hazevach mefagelet enasachim mishuhuk tushu bekli. Now, here we're referring to a korban, for example, a korban shlamim, that came along with what's called the minchat nesachim, which is fine flour and wine for libations as well. So Mishnah says that the zevach, the korban, can cause the nesachim, that which is going with it, to become pigul, again, ikar tafel, like the previous Mishnah, but only from the moment that the nesachim have been placed in the clay shart, the special vessels of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore sanctified or made kadosh as a result. That's opinion of Rabbi Meir. Now, the reason why the Mishnah says it's the position of Rabbi Meir is because Rabbi Meir understands that the korban comes to matir, comes to, if you like, permit the nesachim to be offered. And therefore, since one is matir the other, therefore, if it becomes pigul, it affects the nesachim as well. Chachamim, however, says, no, one is not matir the other. The korban is not matir the nesachim. The proof is, according to Chachamim, the nesachim don't have to be offered on the same day. They can be offered the next day. So therefore, they're matir themselves. So in other words, according to Chachamim, under all circumstances, the korban shlamim, for example, would not affect the nesachim at all. But anyway, the Mishnah is now running with the position of Rabbi Meir. He says as follows: "V'nasachim inu mefaglin et hazevach, but nesachim would not affect the korban, meaning machshava or ganesachim would not affect the render the korban itself pigul." And this really parallels the previous Mishnah, but really only working with the position of Rabbi Meir. So keitzad haso, hashochet et hazevach, someone slaughters his korban shlamim lechol mimenu lemachar, in order to eat from it the next day, then huvenes unesachav fugalim, since that's ikar, both it and the nesachim become pigul. Therefore, someone eats from the solat or drinks from the wine, the solat meaning the fine flour, it would violate a prohibition, is punishable with karet. However, like kriv mena nesachim the machar, if the intention was to offer from these nesachim that have already been placed in the klishart, and he shechs the korban, any intention to offer them the next day. We say hanesachim befugalim. Indeed, the nesachim would become pigul. The hazevach einu befugal. However, since that intention was regarding that which is secondary, the korban itself is einu befugal, would not become pigul. And those are the Mishnayot today.